Peter Kramer from Gibbon, Minnesota.
First, what I'd like you to do, Pete, is tell me a little bit about your operation, what you grew this season, and how the weather's been.
We farm about 1,100 acres, mainly corn and soybeans, but I also had a little bit of wheat and sweet corn for the canning company. The weather kind of has been dry for us this year.
You were one of the Reach for the Stars winners this year, the American Soybean Association John Deere Precision Farming Contest. And how did you use the Precision Farming Package this season that you got as being one of the winners?
I used AutoTrac on my planter tractor, which is also the one I used for spraying. And used it for planting. And as far as spraying goes, I used the package or used the AutoTrac to basically use it as a row finder and kind of keep me from skipping over rows, things like that. This fall, I plan on using that same tractor and the AutoTrac to pull my strip tiller and make my strips for banding fertilizer for next year.
I'd like to ask what kind of experience that you had prior to this with precision farming and what you've learned about precision farming this season with the package that you were able to use.
My previous experience is with mainly grid soil sampling and using the GPS to mark where I take soil samples and using that for variable rate spreading my fertilizer in the past. This system has taught me quite a bit about the auto steering, how that can help your operation with time savings and things like that.
Well, that's my next question. Would you say that precision farming this season has saved you time and or money, and if so, how?
I think the biggest thing it's done for me is it's allowed me to run longer hours than I've run in the past. It takes away a lot of the fatigue. So I don't know if it necessarily saved me time or just gave me more hours to run. It's kind of a technicality there, but it's helped me without a lot of labor to farm a little more efficiently and in a shorter time.
What kind of feedback would you like to provide for John Deere about this system and how it's worked for you?
The best thing I liked about this system is their tech support. Call their phone number any time of the day or night with questions and get things up and running, and software help. That's been probably the highlight of this thing. I also thought it did a really good job of steering me down the field and staying probably in that 4-inch accuracy that they said. There's a few concerns I had where it didn't save the data to the card unless I did it manually and things like that. But overall, it's been a pretty positive experience.
What kind of learning curve would you say you had to experience with this, or was there one? Do you think it was a fairly simple process to learn how to use this, or do you think that there's a little bit of a learning curve there?
I would say for the average grower, there's going to be somewhat of a learning curve to just familiarize yourself with the system and get it up and going. I know for me it was. I don't know if it was a big hindrance for me this year, though, because for the most part, I grew up with computers and fairly tech savvy, but there's a steep learning curve to get the thing up and running, and the dealership helped me out quite a bit, and the online tech support, it helps out a great deal.
All right, good. Pete, that's all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Can't think of anything right now. I appreciate that John Deere gave me the opportunity to try this out for a year and have a little input on what I think of it.
Well, we appreciate your input, and we wish you the best of luck in the harvest season and, of course, next year.